All right, we're getting our anger up.
Yes, we are.
We have Teresa Kriske in. She's COO of Total Balance Life Choice. They help you just go through life better.
Right.
She's doing a lunch and learn here today on stress reduction and changing your thoughts. And I was like, oh, let's see how you could do with this show.
We're tailgating right now.
We asked the tribe to call in, whatever annoys the crap out of them.
Yes.
Jerry the Painter.
Hey, good morning.
Hey,
you know, I am very happy that people get to go on vacations and maybe extravagant vacations, but don't stick it to me by overposting 60, 70 pictures. I'm on vacation and you're not.
Yeah.
I get a picture of the bathroom. I get a picture of you milking the fatted cow. I get a picture of the family.
Yeah.
Oh, my. It's like, no.
Oh, yeah, like three different angles of pancakes you had for breakfast.
Yeah, like every second. Like we don't really care about you that much. Yeah.
They're pancakes, but they're vacation pancakes.
I had a bite out of this one.
I had somebody post on my Facebook wall that we realize that most of you can't afford this vacation, so we're going to chronicle our 100-day vacation for you.
Oh, like they're doing
so
a
sweet
service.
Oh, altruistic.
My eyes. Oh, I don't need to see that.
I hit unfriend.
Unfriend. Unfriend.
Goodbye.
Teresa, what do you think?
Yeah. Unfriend, for
unfriend.
Sure.
Unfriend.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I don't
nice
need to see
short.
That.
Friend.
It's brag
I book. Have nobody
it's
on Facebook.
Facebook. It's
I'm like, I'm sorry, Ma.
Thank you, Jerry. That's a good one. So just unfriend.
Unfriend.
Get away from
that. Yeah, I mean, the other thing is to change your thought about it and
snooze.
Say, I'm happy for you, but that would be a lie, probably.
Or snooze for 30 days is great, too. They don't.
That's when you start
days.
This suppression.
Yeah.
When you're like, I'm happy for you.
Right, yeah.
There's something in you
right.
that doesn't fit.
You're right.
Like, I'm mad that I'm not mad.
Exactly.
I just write bold letters. You suck.
I would I have to unfriend them. That's the way I would handle it.
Emma.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
So last night, I was driving with my son, and his car broke down. 3 hours it took for the tow driver to get to us.
Oof,
and we
hours.
Were on the Berlin Turnpike.
Oof.
And I'm going to tell you why I'm mad is because I was in Wethersfield, and I was originally having it towed to Wallingford, which is not a problem because it's really not that far of a distance. But when we called back to change the destination to Milford, nobody wanted to do that. I got refused by 5 different tow truck companies.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's Milford. Yeah. Forget about it. Yep.
So that's, you know, and then you're sitting here for 3 hours on the side of, I'm on the Berlin Turnpike, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
it was
fun.
It was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
You got to call Franks and that's on you.
Yep.
They don't say no to anybody.
That's a slogan.
But you know what? I knew once we told them, you know, to bring it farther, I knew we were going to get refused. And I didn't really think they could, I know they do that, but I didn't think they're supposed to do that.
Hot potato. Great, now I'm potatoes.
You sound like a hot potato, Emma.
You should have heard me last night. I was saying a lot of things.
In a good way.
All right, Emma, thank you. Teresa,
thanks.
What do you think?
So I think, you know, exactly in the moment she had to be angry, but she's not holding on to it today.
No.
You know, she's...
She sounds fine.
She's laughing about it
letting
in the moment.
Right.
You know, we're human, and could you change your thought in the moment? Probably, but... Sometimes there's just...
It's okay to be upset.
Yeah, you got to be mad.
Feel your feelings.
And the other thing about holding on to it is sometimes if you don't express it, it comes out at other people in inappropriate times.
Right. Like, what's up with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I just said good morning.
Yeah, right. You're really mad at
Phil?
I get mad. People seem to get excited about this. You see, like, a dog, like, just out in your everyday life. Most of the time, I'm happy to see dogs. When I'm in the grocery store, I'm enraged. It's like they shouldn't be in here.
Yeah, that's gross.
I think it's pretty clear that dogs are not allowed in the grocery store.
And the guy with the glasses behind him.
different situation.
Beep, beep, thump.
People are like, can I pet the dog? I'm like, no, don't support that.
Yeah, hair everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm with you because I love dogs, and I was just talking about this the other day. They bring something to humanity.
They do.
And it softens people immediately. And but I don't want it in the restaurant. I don't want to see a dog licking its ass while I'm having a steak.
You'll get an appetite from that. I do.
Okay. I really please not in the restaurant.
Right.
Now, if it's a low-end restaurant, fine. But if, you know.
Right. Just know the dog's trying to kill the taste.
Right.
Of the food you just had.
If they prepare food, they're not supposed to have a dog there.
Right.
And then it's got to be like a legit service animal. And most of the time, it's one of those little carrying cases. Like, yeah.
How well do you clean? Fake vest that they bought online. Like, get out of here.
How else do you clean the dish?
Yeah. Teresa, what do you
think? That's where I go with it. I have to say, okay, maybe it's a service dog.
I'm not going to be the person inspecting. I'm never going to be that person. But when I see somebody else like, oh, can I pet the dog? That's when I'm like, no, this is not supposed to be
here. Don't reward them.
Right. Good point. You don't want to be the one that goes over and says, hey, with the dog.
Yeah. No.
Well, I'm going to be dead in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You know what? Let me get
I'll go back to my table.
I'll get you a biscuit.
Yeah. Ruth?
May I help us take you?
So, the holidays in general, you're supposed to be happy. It just drives you crazy. I don't like anything about it, but especially...
This is the nicest one of all of us, by the way.
True. Okay. It's true, yes.
Go ahead.
It even affected her.
When you get the Christmas cards that are like the professional photos of the family and their kids, and they're like all dressed alike, or they're from vacation,
it's
or they're,
cult.
Or there's like eight different poses of the children. Like, what do I do with this? I don't know.
It's kindling for the fireplace.
I hate your family.
I don't know. It just drives me nuts.
You hate kids.
Specifically Christmas cards.
And holidays. Just hate families.
This is me when I get those. I'm like, oh, look how nice.
This is one of those storylines. It took a long time to come out, but it's really obvious now.
Yes.
She hates kids.
Simpatico.
I hate kids.
See, that you hate kids. We were talking about Ayesha's baby yesterday, and I was like...
Yuck.
I said someone has like 5 kids. I'm like, that has to be a lot. And you were like... One is a lot.
I like other people's kids.
Okay.
I like kids when they get a little older. Right. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So adults.
All right. So in closing, what do you think?
I want to address that one because I get that way too. But
really?
My reason for it is I wish I had the time and the energy to sit for a photo and then have the foresight to put it on a card and send it out. And I get mad at myself.
Jealous.
That I never did it.
Yeah.
But then I save the card forever because then that's the only time I get to see this family is in the Christmas cards. But
here's AJ opening a Christmas card.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. See, usually I just an arrest photo.
Well,
this year
you're going to have a good time at lunch today.
I hope.
This is if you could get through this.
Oh, this is great.
Your business sounds great, by the way, and you're absolutely the right person to do it. Total
Perfect.
Balance Life Choice will link up on the radio station website. Teresa Kriske, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fun.